Robot or not?
Robot or not?
So, John, how should we start this? We had a debate at one point about. Well, okay, this is my fault that this entire thing happened.
In the words of Darth Vader, there is no conflict.
No, I we did a draft on The Incomparable about robots, and we did a different one about computers. And the computer draft came first, and I gave somebody Kit from Knight Rider as a computer, thereby sort of defining that Kit would be a computer. And then somebody tried to draft Carr in the robot draft, and I said Carr, the evil Kit, couldn't be a robot. Because Kit is, you know, was already listed as a computer. And that led us in this spiral of what is a robot and what is a computer. It's like Gandalf and the Balrog. Just you and I battling through time as we fall deeper and deeper into a crevasse about whether something is a robot or not.
And then the giant lake or whatever was at the bottom of this crevasse was
full of robots.
Was the dance. The robot.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay, we felt we plunged into the dance called the robot. Yeah, Steve Lutz then picked the robot as a robot, and I gave it to him because I thought it was ludicrous. And I'm really sad that Monty Ashley didn't then follow up on his threat to choose Mr. Roboto by Styx as a robot. Because I think I would have asked him if Mr. Roboto, the character in the song Mr. Roboto by Styx, is a robot or not. And I think not, because he's Kilroy, right? He's revealed to be a person and not a robot at the end, if we believe Kilroy to be a person and not a robot.
The important thing about the robot dance thing is that that was my breaking point, that I will not stand for that kind of completely arbitrary adjudication of something as important as a podcast draft. Like now you are shirking your responsibility.
You're right. If anybody should care about the sanctity of podcast drafts, it's me. And if I don't care about it, then what hope is there for anyone?
That's right. Then what's the point?
We could ask what's the point to begin with, but certainly what's the point if the only person who thinks that it's a thing has given up and given a dance to somebody as a robot.
So that's why I gave you a hard time about that particular call, because I felt like you were shirking your responsibility. We're not taking the office of draft judge seriously.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, obviously the dance the robot is not a robot. Perhaps the person, you know, the person dancing the robot is emulating how a robot might behave, but that's not a robot. That's a person emulating how robots stereotypically move, not a robot. But I did bring this on myself. I am curious now, actually, now that I went down this rabbit hole. Is Mr. Roboto a robot? Are you familiar with the groundbreaking concept album by Styx called Kilroy Was Here?
I'm very familiar with that song, but I confess that I have never dwelled on the lyrics to think about. I have, you know, I know the chorus. I know the sort of, you know, harmonized synthesizer voice, multi-voice thing and everything, but I could not tell you probably a lyric of that song other than the chorus. So I don't know. I don't know the story or narrative that contained in that song. I'm going to guess, because it is Mr. Roboto, that it could just very easily be a person whose last name is Roboto.
Well, I think so. So I cannot believe that this is how we're launching Robot or Not, is with a discussion of Mr. Roboto. But I think we have to do it. I think calling Kilroy Was Here a concept album is probably not accurate. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page now, and it refers to the album's somewhat rock operatic story. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, there are some linkages. I still suspect that it may be a little more like they put it together and then called it a concept album. But in Mr. Roboto, which is the idea is he's a rebel against this oppressive government, music has been outlawed, all of those things. Kilroy disguises as a robot in the song Mr. Roboto, and at the end he shouts, and it's the last thing in the song, he says, "I'm Kilroy." So he reveals that he's not a robot after all, but a human being. So even if Monty had drafted Mr. Roboto the song and I had given him Mr. Roboto the character, I think not a robot, because Mr. Roboto is a human being posing as a robot, not an actual robot.
Just Googling for the lyrics, there is a section in the middle that says, "I'm not a robot without emotions." That is still ambiguous, because he could be a robot, just one with emotions.
He's also not a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Styx has much to teach us about what robots are.
The little refrain, you know, secret, secret, I've got a secret. Mm-hmm. The secret is that he's not a robot.
He's not a robot. I know. It's amazing. That is the big plot twist in Mr. Roboto is not a robot. So I think we're agreed then. Mr. Roboto, not a robot, right?
You've come a long way.
Robot.